Mayor is here. How do you pronounce your last name?
Averson.
Easy as that, Averson. Anyone else in this year whose name didn't appear on this list? Shine. Your name is not on the list? You're officially a student? Okay, so write your name. You are marked at present. Okay. Maybe we will start today with a new topic, but it will be relevant for the next Gemara and for the Gemara that we learned already. There is a Masechta Bava Basra, and there is a Perek in Bava Basra that's called Cheskes Habakkuk. So there's a recurrent theme that appears over and again, over and time again. In Cheskes Habatim, Taininan li Yisaimim, Taininan li Lekuches. Let's say I go to the Loiva to collect the debt, the Loiva is broke. And Beza makes a search. He has no assets, I can't collect anything from him. He went bankrupt and he has no assets. So I have a right to go to the Lekuches. Kolzman, the Loiva still has assets. Then we have a Mishnah in Gittin that we learned. Einem Freim, Lechosim Shabbatim. But the Rana ben Echaren, the Loiva doesn't have any assets. I go to collect the Lekuchas. The Lekuchas weren't there at the time of the Halvoa. They don't know what happened. So I'll come with a taina. I lent money to the Loiva. He never paid it back. And therefore, I have a right to collect from you because I have a shtar. And you bought the karka after the Zman Hakosa b'shtar. So they don't know what to answer. Maybe it is Parua. Maybe it is. So the Gemara says, Tanina the Lekuches. Since the Lekech is a Lav Bar Taina, he doesn't know anything about the case. So let's say the Loiva died and I come to collect from the Yisaimim. Also, even in Mulba Pez, go even a Yisaimim. I have a right to collect from the Yisaimim. The Yisaimim weren't there when the original Havoa was made. Maybe the Loiva paid off the debt already. The Yisaimim don't know what the Taina. So the Gemara has a din based on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Psach Picha Le'ilim. If a person, let's say, is standing online in a building, he's standing online waiting for some service, but he can't talk. So it's a mitzvah to help him out. Psach Pichalil. So Psach Pichalil applies even in the Torah, that Bezin should advance the Taina on behalf of the person who is a Lav Bar Taina. He's a Lav Bar Das. He's a Bar Das, but he doesn't know really about the case. They weren't there b'shas halva. So here we have a case. Tosis is going to raise this issue on the next Gemara. We didn't get to it yet. Dinahu, Tosis Chesam and Beis. Dinahu, the also Reuven who Kohishtai Dina Badei. Tosis says, isn't there a din of Taninan? Isn't there a din of Taninan? So getting back to the Gemara that we're learning. So the way we read the Gemara, that if the Loiva is still alive, and the Loiva is broke, he doesn't have any money to pay. And the Malva goes to collect the Malva with the Ksubasisha, with the Nizik, and everybody goes to collect from the Lukuches. And the last karka, Kagon, Shezov, and Idis Bachreina. The last karka that the Loiva sold was the Idis. Ainif Raim and the Chasim Shibadim accomplishes that everybody, Shibudim, shifted to the Idis. So everybody can collect from the Idis. So the Gemara says, but if the Lakech is a Pikeach, if he's paying attention, if he's sharp, in business, that he can give them a threat. Ish has kisu b'shaklisik dinaycho shkola b'ilav ma'adan shtar diziburus l'mare. So what kind of a din is this? So the Rif left it out, and the Rambam left out this Gemara also. The quote from the Chafetz Chaim when he was working on the Mishnah Berurah, so he had a whole group of people, a whole team. So he told them whenever there's a Rambam that's a little strange, you always have to look on the Rif, because the Rif is like the Gemara to the Rambam. So just like the Rif left out this Gemara Ishaskis, so the Rambam left it out also. So why did the Rif talk to leave it out? So the Balamor has Hasogas on the Rif. So sometimes he has a Hasoga that the Rif is wrong. Sometimes he has a Hasoga that the Rif abridged the Gemara too much. He left out an important piece of Gemara that's relevant. So here the Rif only quotes the Maskona, like when we read the Gemara. Says all machal echad the shloshim b'diyanim kolon nichnasu tachas abaylim. So the Gemara asks, Mochal Echad means even Bizachazan, three different days. So if Lokachidis Bachroina, let everybody come, Ihochi, Lysakula Ligba Miidis. So the real answer was, so we skipped from over here. Lysakula Ligba, so we skipped till the fourth line on the top of Omen Base. Ella, the real answer is that it can taina lo nichale betakanta de Rabban. And after we went to that, so then we spent a little time to learn what was the initial answer of the Gemara, that it can say Ishas Kisa. So the Rif left the whole thing out. The Rif just quotes the question, Lo Kachidis Bachreina, and then why doesn't everybody collect Midas? So he jumps like we jumped to the Gemara on Amid Beis, and he abridged the Sugi and he left out the whole Gemara of Ishas Kisa. So the Rambam left it out. The Rif left it out, so then Rambam left it out. So the Balamor Tainas, by bridging the Gemara, the Rif left out a whole chunk of Halacha. So the Rambam and the Machamas comes to defend the Rif, in effect is defending the Rambam also, and he says Ishaskis is not a Halacha. If the Lokech is a clever businessman, he has a good head for business, he can dray, he can threaten him. Ishaskis of Ishaklis Kidanakush Golo, Ila Madanishtar Dizburzman, I'll fix you. But it's not really Halacha. And if he's not sharp and he doesn't know to advance such an argument, we will not say Tainina. The Bezin will not advance this Taina on behalf of the Lekech. This is not a legal Taina. It's not illegal. It's not illegal, but it's a dray. It's a legal loophole. It's a legal loophole. Mr. Trump made billions of dollars because he used legal loopholes. New York Times says he used illegal loopholes. And he says it was legal. Okay, so there are always legal loopholes. So the Ramban claims that this is not a Taina al-Pi. Then there's a legal loophole, Ishaskis, etc. And the Rush disagrees. The Rush says even if the fella doesn't know what to Taina, he says, no, this is really a legitimate Taina, and if it doesn't occur to him, Bezna would advance Tainina on his behalf. Okay, so that's a Machlaikis, how to understand this whole Gemara of Ishaskis. The Rush following the Taisvis, Rashi and Taisa have rules and regulations. When you can apply Ishaskis, when that. What do you mean rules and regulations? The whole thing is all a dray. It's a loophole. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So the Rashi and Taisa and the Rush are using the assumption that this is a rule. This is a din. This is a legal right to taina this. And we have rules and regulations when you're allowed to taina. And we would say taina on behalf of the lokech is not so sharp. He doesn't realize how to finagle. And the Ramban says, no, this is not, it's a loophole, and we wouldn't say Tanina. Okay, good.
According to the understanding of the Rush, why don't you say after Bezin and Hefker and make it like a Tidin?
Why?
Bezin, that they would always tie the Shaskis. Why don't they just make it a Lachal, like Hefker, Bezin and Hefker? I mean, we don't have to say it like in a back door way, we can just make it a Tidin.
The Rush held they did make it a Tidin. Yeah.
So is that between Hefker, Bezin, Hefker?
It's even better than Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Hefker, Bezin means when it's not a din. He says, here it's a real din. Since he had the ability to advance such a taina, so even if he doesn't realize it, we should advance the taina on his behalf. Tainina? Tainina li saimim vila lakuchas. He saimim lakuchas usually allow bar taina. Here the guy is a bar taina, but this wild taina never occurred to him. So this is a legitimate taina. It's not some legal loophole. People have legal loopholes, so you go to a lawyer or you go to an accountant when you fill out your taxes. So the accountant knows all the legal loopholes. If you don't know the legal loopholes on your own, so you say you don't use it. There's no mitzvah that everyone should go psach picha l'ilim, go tell everybody all the legal loopholes in the tax system. There's no mitzvah to go tell everybody. But here the Russian taxes hold that this is a real taina. So tainina, we should educate the whole public how to use a legal loophole, how to advance this taina. Okay, so what was the Gemara that we learned yesterday? Rava disagreed with Abai. This is not filled in Yal Kagam, so we pass on like Rava. Rava says, Ma machrishan l'shen kol schusha tova liyodai. To say lo nichali betakanta de rabbanon, we had three different cases in the Gemara, and the Rosh had an additional case. There are more cases, more than four. So we had one of the cases in the Gemara was any freiman achosim shabbat b'makom sheish ben echard. That's letoibas halakeach. So if the lakeach has all of the karkois and letoibas say he bought everything, there's one person, he bought all the karkois from the loiva. And the takana of ein efraim mechasim shibadim was made l'toivus halakeach, but over here it's going to be detrimental to him because his lokach idus bachreina, so everybody's going to take away his idus. So therefore, he has the right to say, even if it's not, even if it weren't detrimental to him, even if he just says, I don't want it. The takana was l'toivus, he gave me a schus, and I'm moichal on the schus. He has the ability to be moichal on the schus. So Rabbi says, not only if the lekech has all the karkois, and he says the whole takana in Ephraim Machasim Shabbatim is letaivasi, I don't want it. What if the lekech rishon sold some of the karkois to the lekech sheni? So neither of them has all the karkois. So they made a takana in Ephraim Machasim Shabbatim, etc. letaivas halakeach. But here the two lekuchas. So unless both of them will say lo nichle betakanta de rabbanon, he really shouldn't throw out the takana. He should say acharachman anibo, that kulam goyim, everybody should, if lokachidis bachrena, everybody should, that's what Abai says. Abai says sober Abai lemeim. Abai originally thought, sounds like Abai himself back there. Sober Abai lemeim, original Abai thought, whenever it says in the Gemara savruha. You ever learned Bava Masa da Beis Amar Alam? So there's a Taisu there, Dibra Maskal Savruha. So Taisu says Savruha is a technical term in the Gemara. What it usually means is Savruha, the Bnei HaYeshiva thought X, Y, Z, and then they came to the realization that it's a mistake, that it's not correct. So usually when it, Ruba de Ruba, when it says Savruha, it's a technical term that means this is a Habamina that's not correct. And there Taisu says on the Beis Amar Alam Bava Masa, this Savruha that remains lamaskana, is not rejected. So that's an exception to the rule. That's what the Balamor wrote. This Balamor has hasagas on the Rif throughout. And then at the end of Chulin, there are, Balamor has a Sefer Hatzava. We don't have it printed. At the end of Chulin, we have it printed in the Sefer Tmim Deim. The Tmim Deim is the collection of tshuvas of the Ravid, the famous Ravid, the Bala Sagas, and other odds and ends. So they have, and the Rabbi learned Becharusa with the Balamor, and they wrote Hasogas on each other. The Balamor has Hasogas on the Rif, and the Rabbi has Hasogas. It's the Sefer, it's called Kos of Shom. They didn't have any better name when they found the manuscript, so they called it Kos of Shom because every paragraph begins Kos of Shom. The Rabbi says, it says in the Sefer Hamor, Kos of Shom. So then he has his Hasogas. So when it's something good, he says, Gonav hu me'iti. It's mine, he stole it from me. And when it's not good, so he says it's wrong. Either if it's good, he says he stole it from me. If it's no good, he says it's wrong. Because they learn Peharus. So those are the Rabbit has sharp hasogas always. Sharp style of writing hasogas on the Ramashat, style of writing hasogas on the Balamor. And then the Rabbit wrote to Sefer Balei HaNefesh on Hilchus Taras HaMishpacha, Hilchus Mikvos. You have the hasogas of the Balamor. They're tame hasogas. He doesn't write the same way the Rabbit writes sharp against him. He writes Hasogas when he disagrees. He never says he stole it from me. Maybe he never stole it. Maybe only he stole from the Rambam. Okay. Maybe it's true. Whatever. So they have this, the whole Sefer Hatzava of the Balamor is printed in the Tshuvas Tmim Deim, in the Sefer Tshuvas of the Ravid, and it's a shtick. He says, just like there are Yud Gimel Bina Shatar and the Dresh Espam, so too there are 13 technical terms in the Gemara, and one of them is Savrua. There are technical terms that have a certain connotation, and there are exceptions to the rules. So he gives you 13 technical terms that usually mean one thing, and he tells you where there are exceptions to the rule, like the first daf in Bava Basra. The word Savrua sounds like a term that means this was a Havamina that was rejected, and there it's not rejected. So here, it's a Savra Abai Lameim. Abai originally thought that if the Lekech Sheni bought the Idis from the Lekech Rishon, and it was the Lekech Rishon was Lekech Idis Bachreino, that was the last thing that he bought from the Loiva. So based on the Din of Ein Ephraim Mechasim Shabbadim, since that was the last thing that he bought from the Loiva, so all the Shibudim are concentrated on that Idis. At that time, everything was concentrated. You know, now the Lekech has everything, and then the Lekech Rishon sells the Idis to the Lekech Sheni. So Savar Baila Meima, everything was established at the time that the Loive sold to the Lekech Rishon, Lekech Idis Bachreino, so they can all go to the Lekech Sheni and collect all of the Idis. When you have the Lekech Rishon, has all the Karkoas, or he sold all the three karkos to the lekech sheni. One person has everything, and it's detrimental to him to apply the rule. But here, it's not that one person has everything. The lekech rishon kept the beinonis and the zibus, and the lekech sheni bought the yidus. So the lekech sheni would like to say lanichali betakanta derabbanan, but he's not the whole balabas over here. The lekech rishon, because he's going to say lanichali, so only the nizikin will collect the yidus from him. The Balchov and the Ksubasisha will collect from the Lakechrish. Kechrish says, Nichali betakanta the Rabban. Go collect from the Lakechrini. He bought the Yiddis and Lokechidis. I was the one who bought Yiddis Bachrina. So all the Shibunim should be on the Yiddis. So you only say Lo Nichali if all of the parties involved, whom it's Nageh to, say Lo Nichali. In these cases, one Lakech is going to say Nichali, one is going to say Lo Nichali. So that's over Rabbi Lemeimar. You can't say la nichali betakanta derabban until Rabbi came along. Then sounds like Abayi later on agreed with Rabbi. We paskan like Rabbi, and even Abayi changed his mind. Even Abayi agrees with Rabbi. That's what it sounds like. Initially, he thought to disagree. Rabbi said, "So what did Rabbi disagree?" So from this simple reading of the Gemara, so Tosis points out, Rava didn't change the din to say any frame of chasim shabadim even applies between the lekech rishon and the lekech sheni. Any frame of chasim shabadim, that's the little tesis. Ratzim izeg gaver, ratzim izeg. Any frame of chasim shabadim is only with respect to taking, collecting from the lova or from the lekuches. But once the lekech rishon sold some of the everything is mishabadim. Then you don't say ain't a me chosim shmok unless you ben echarin. You have no right to collect from the lekech sheni calls man the lekech rishon as karka. There is no such thing. We're not interested in protecting the lekech sheni more so than the lekech rishon. All the lekuches were interested in protecting all of them equally, but we're not more interested in protecting lekech sheni lekech rishon. So what's the din over here? Why does Robert disagree with Abai? He says ma marcha rishon the sheni. If the Rishon would have had, if the Lekech Rishon would have had all of the karkos, originally he had everything. He would have had the ability to say Lo Nichali Betakanta the Rabbanon. So even though he sold the Yiddis that he would bought last, that's the only thing he sold to the Lekech Sheni, and the Lekech Sheni shouldn't really have the right to say Lo Nichali Betakanta the Rabbanon. So we say over here, Ma Marcha Rishon the Sheni calls Chusha Tava Liyodai. Whoever has Lokechidis. Whoever has the Yidus, it was Lokachidus Bachran, so whoever has the Yidus, he has the right also to say Lo Nichali Betakanta Rabban. The Lekech Rishon, the soul that goes along with buying the karka, is the right to say Lo Nichali Betakanta Rabban. Fine. So then the Gemara continues with such a similar din. But the wording they use later is a little misleading. What's the last case? On my Rabbi, Reuben Shemacha calls a dose of the Shimon. Hey, it is Bein and Zanzibur. As well, Shimon and Macha Zorachas, Lelevi, Ubo Bachov, the Reuben, Ratzim is a Goyver, Ratzim is a Goyver. He has a right to collect from whoever he wants. So the Gemara, Lor Marin Al Dazov, Yechsheni bought Bein and Is, then the Malve has a right to collect from the Lekech Sheni, because he has the Bein and Is now, or he has a right to go to the Lekech Rishon. There's no din of Ein Ephraim and Achosim Shabbat, the Malkam Yehesh Ben Echorin, between the Lekech Rishon and the Lekech Sheni. That's what that's the Tosis, Ratzim Mizeh Goyven. The din only was to protect the Lekuches, as opposed to the Loiva. But you're not more interested in protecting the Lekech Sheni than the Lekech Rishon. So nonetheless, the Gemara says over here, the Lekech Sheni can tine the Lahochi Dakiv Zabni Idis Viziburis out of the Lahazilach. It sounds like he advances the argument in the frame of Chosub Shabbat, Mamachim Sheish Menachorin. I don't want you to collect from me, go collect from the Lekech Rishon. So that's what Taisa says. What do you mean? But the rule doesn't apply. There is no such rule between the Lekech Rishon and Lekech Sheni. It's only between the Loive himself. The Chos Ben Yechor means the Loiv himself and the Lekuches. So Tosis says, even though the Loshen is misleading, Lochi Dakiv Zabni, Hinachti Lach Mokim Ligvis Emenu, sounds like any Ephraim and the Chos Ben Shabbadim, It doesn't mean that. What it means is ma macharishon l'sheni. Just like Rava disagreed with Abaye, and it sounds like Abaye himself backed out. Sover Abaye lemeimer. Initially, Abaye thought like that. He advanced the svar, and Rava said it's not correct. He's saying ma macharishon l'sheni. Here also, it's ma macharishon l'sheni. That if the loiva would have, if the malva would have come to the lekech rishon has all three. It is benin and says niburis, but look, it is bachreina. So if the malva would have come to the lekech rishon have the right to say lenichali betakanta the rabbanon. So now that the lekech rishon sells karka to the lekech sheni, so the lekech sheni can also say lenichali betakanta the rabbanon. And therefore what? So therefore, if he left. If he bought Beinonis and he left Beinonis by the Lekech Rishon, so he can say, L'anichalei b'takanta d'rabbanan, and go back to the Lekech Rishon. Why? So Tesis explains. The Rosh explains over here. The Rosh here, the Bir Agro says, the Hagos Agro says, the Rosh disagrees with the Tesis here. The Pashta says, like the Rosh. Let's say the Loiva has 20 sodas that are all Beinonis, all over the place. In 20 different states, he has 20 sodas that are all Beinonis. So the Malva comes and he says, I want this soda beinonis. So the loiva doesn't have to give him the soda that he wants. He has to give him beinonis. Unless, like Rashi said on the previous daf, if he has yeshul karka somach lois a beinonis, I have a karka right next to it. So that would be like kofan al midas daf. That's the gemara in the first parak in Bava Basra. When you're dividing the Yerushin, the Bechor is entitled to Pishnayim. You don't give him Pishnayim in two different places. If it's reasonable, over here, the loiva is not losing anything over here. It doesn't make a difference whether I give him this beinonis or that beinonis. It's lamala v'lamer to the loiva, and it does make a difference to the malva. The malva has another field right next to it, so that's amidas dam. So kofanos amidas dam. So that's where Rashi says over here. If he has a sada samach, that'll be kofan amidas dam. But let's say the malva doesn't have any soda close to any one of the 20 fields. So he says, I'd rather have the field in New Jersey than in Minneapolis. So the loiva can say, it's my decision. I give you whichever beinonis I want. I don't have to give you the beinonis that you want. So the same over here. If the lokech rishon, if you would come to collect by the loiva, and the loiva has 20 beinonis fields, so you can't demand I want this field. The loiva can say, I'm gonna give you the different beinonis. I have to give you $500,000 worth of beinonis. Okay, I can give you a different beinonis. Same thing, a nizik comes and he's entitled to $500,000 of idis, and the mazik has 20 fields all over the world that are idis. He can give any field that he wants, unless kofan al midas dam, unless one of the fields is more reasonable, it's more understandable. Why should you give him that? So then kofan al midas dam. But if there is no midas dam issue, the mazik can decide which field to give. So too, if the lekech rishon sells some of the karkos to lekech sheni, if the lekech sheni would have had all the fields, all the beinonis, and he would have the right to decide which field he's going to give to the malva. The malva can't say, can't demand, I want this beinonis. The loiva has the right to decide which field to give, and if the loiva sold everything to the lekech rishon, lekech rishon has the right to decide which field to give. So if the lekech rishon sold some of the fields to the lekech sheni, and some he kept, so I say, ma macha rishon l'sheni. Just like in the previous case, ma macha rishon l'sheni. So the lekech sheni has the right to say la nichali betakanta de rabbanon, and the mele they're not all going to take idis. It was lokech idis bachreina, and then the lekech sheni bought the idis. But just like if the lekech rishon would have had everything, he would have the right to say la nichali betakanta de rabbanon. So when the lekech rishon sells the idis to the lekech sheni, along with it, he has the right to say la nichali betakanta de rabbanon. So here also, when the lekech sheni bought some of the beinonis and some of it is still by the lekech rishon, if the lekech rishon would have had all the beinonis, and the malva would come and say, "I want that beinonis," there's no issue of kofan al midas dam. So the Rosh says the malva has no right to demand, "I want this one." The loiva can say, "I want to give you a different one." So if the lekech rishon has all the beinonis, he would have the right to decide which one to give. So even if he sold some of the Beinonis, and he has some of the Beinonis, so the Lekech Sheni has the right to say Lo Nichali, just like he has the when he sold the Idus. He has the right to say Lo Nichali B'Takhanta Rabbanan. So too, if he sold some of the Beinonis, and some of it is still by the Lekech Rishon, so the Lekech Sheni has the right to say, I'm going to give you the other Beinonis. The Beinonis are still by the first one. But if the Lekech Sheni bought all the Beinonis, so then he can't go to the Lekech Rishon, he has the Idus. He has the Zipuris. No, normal is that you take Beinonis. He has no right to stick him with... he's not Mechuyev to give him Idus, and he has no right to stick him with Zipuris. So that's what... that's the final Gemara. That's the second Rava, is the Hemshech of the first Rava. Mamar Rishon L'Shenis. In the first case, he can say, Lo Nichali P'Takanta D'Rabbanan, even though the Lekech Sheni doesn't have all the fields. He only has the Lekech Idus Bachreina. So in the second case, where the Lekech Sheni has some of the Beinonis and not all, so he can say, not Lo Nichali B'Takanta Rabban, he can say, if I would have had all the fields, I would have the right to tell you which one to take. So now was, I'll tell you, go take the other one. But if Lekech Sheni took all the Beinonis, so what is going to, he has no right. Has no right to stick the Balchoy with Ziburis that the Lekech Rishon still has, and they're not Chuyev to give Idus. So then the Malve takes from the Lekech Shein. This is real Choshe Mishpot. Okay. Okay. Now starts a new topic, totally new topic. Omar Abai, 10 lines from the bottom. A new story. There are two technical terms that we have to get used to. One is a baldover and one is a baldin. Let's say the Bezin is discussing whether a person is chayv misa, he murdered someone, machal Shabbos, bemezid, whatever. So what do you say? He's a baldin? The term baldin doesn't apply. Baldin is a technical term that only applies in dinim ominous. Haidua's baldin kemeinim dami. He's the baldover. We're discussing whether he's chayiv malkus, whether he's chayiv misa. In a din Torah also, there's a tevea and a nitva. So they're both a baldinim. Yeah. They're both a baldover. Baldover is the one to whom the issue is nageya. So we're discussing whether he's chayiv malkus or misa, whether he's chayiv mamon, whether he's entitled to collect mamon. So that's a baldover. And then, if it's a case of dini mamonis, not only is he a baldover, he's a baldin also. Well, my nafkemina, we have a din. Haidos baldin kemeyu enim dami. So let's say, what dinim depend on baldover and what dinim depend on baldin? So let's say, we're discussing whether a person is chayiv misa or malkus. And his relatives come and they testify that he's chayiv misa, or the relatives come and they say he's not chayiv misa. So krovim apsulim leedus. What do you mean krovim? So there are two kinds of krovim to each other. The two witnesses are related to each other, or krovim to the baldover. Let's say in dinin nefashis, in dinin malchus, there is no baldin. Baldin is only a dinin mominus, but krovim to the for the baldover. Apostolatus, okay. So when you have a din Torah and din imamin, so the teve and the nitva are bali dvarim. So whoever is a karb to one or the other is a karb to the baldover. So it's apostolatus. So the Gemara has Omer Abai. Abai comes up with a chiddush. Ruben shemachas sadol leshemin biachrayis. Biachrayis means that if the field will be taken away from Shimon because of my fault, I borrowed money and I never paid. And it comes this manapirana, I'm broke, I'm bankrupt, I have nothing to pay. So they come and they take the field away from the lakeach. So I wrote down in the shtar mechira, I'm selling you the field biachrayis, means in the event that the soda will be taken away from the lakeach because of a halvoa of the moicher, so the moicher will make good, he'll reimburse him all the money that he lost. Fine. So if Reuven sold the field to Shimon biachrayis, also, Balchoyv the Reuven of the Torah, Mishimin, comes the Balchoyv of Reuven, it's a Milvet B'Shtar. So he has a right to collect from Nechasim Shabbatim. So he takes away from Shimon. So the Choyre, Reuven is broke. He has no money. So the Baal Chayv goes to collect from Shimon. So Reuven, the whole Din Torah is not negated to him. So you should say he's neither the Baal Dova nor the Baal Din anymore. So it says, Dinahu, the halacha is, the Ozel Reuven Mishtoi Dina Bahadei, he has a right to argue out the case. We treat him like a Baal Din, and he has a right to argue out the case. Lamatzi Amalei, and the Malve has no right to say, La Badorim Bidiyat, you have no right to argue the case. Let's say there's a Taveya and a Nitva. I come, I say, you owe me money. And then a third party comes in, a good Samaritan comes in, and he starts arguing out the case. So the Taveya says, La Badorim Bidiyat, you have no right to present your opinion. You're not one of the Dayanim, and you're not the Nitva. I'm asking him for the money. I'm not asking you for the money. So you keep your mouth shut. You have nothing to say here. So he says over here, even though Reuven is out of the picture, because Reuven is broke, he doesn't have any money to pay. And the Malva has Sheba Nechasim, because Reuven gave him a Milva Bishtar. Reuven gave him a Shtar. The Halva was a Milva Bishtar. So he comes to collect from the Lekuchas. So the Teveya is the Malva, and the Nitva is the Lekeach. And the Loive should be out of the picture. So he says, the Loive is not out of the picture. Since he lent him, Biachrayis, Velamatzi Amalei Labadon, why? The Amalei, the Loive can argue, Imapkes Minei, if you're going to be Moitzi the Karka from the Lekeach, or Lai Hodar, because he's going to come back to me, I'll have to reimburse him. So therefore, I still retain the status of a Baldin. Dinahu the Ozu Reuven Mishtoi Dina Badeh, he's a Baldin and he can argue out the case. So Tosis wants to know, this long Tosis Dinahu, what's this Main Afkemina? What's the significance of declaring that Reuven the Loive still had the status of a Baldin? Does he mean to say that if you have Edom who say that the Chayv was paid, the Chayv was not paid, whatever, Edom are going to come and testify. What if the Edom are related to the Loive, but they're not related to the Lekeach? So that's what Abai means to tell me the Chiddush, that the Loive is still considered the Baldin, and he can advance a Taina, and he can't throw him out, La Badorim Didiyat. Does it just mean he can advance a taina? So Taisa says we have a din of tainina. Taisa says, my nafkemina, what's the relevance of saying that the loiva is still a baldin? Because we have a din tainina leila lekech v'cheni yisaymin. You always say tainina. Whenever they're at the original havoah, they don't know what the facts of the case are. So the Lekech doesn't know what the Taina and the Yisayim don't know what the Taina. If the Loive died, Yisayim don't know what to say. So the Gemara says in Cheskla Batim, Tanina li Yisayim, Tanina Lekuch is based on that Pasuk, Psach Picha Le'ilem. What's the significance of declaring that the Loive is still a Baldin and therefore he has a right to advance the Taina? Ozuru Mishtoi Dina Bahadei, he can argue about the case. The Bezdin should argue about the case. So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, I think it's on Daf Ayin. There's a little vague Gemara in Bava Basra. So the Bali Atosfos interpret the Gemara. It needs some interpretation. So the Bali Atosfos interpret the Gemara to mean that you only say Taininan on a Milsa de Shchicha. On a Milsa de la Shchicha, you don't say Tainina. The Ramban over there has a Melchamas, a short paragraph. He says we have a tradition from the Goenim that you say Taninan on all Tainas under the sun. Milsa de Shchicha, Milsa lo Shchicha. He disagrees and he gives a different interpretation in the Gemara. But the Tosfos learns the Pshat in the Gemara. It should be Ayin on the base. Tosfos understands that you don't say Taninan on the Milsa de lo Shchicha. So the Tosfos raises a question. Mizuyef is certainly a Milsa de lo Shchicha. That a person should forge star. So let's say a person dies, somebody dies, a rich man dies. So I'm going to forge a document that says, signed by two witnesses, that the whole thing never happened, that the rich man borrowed $25,000 from me. I'm going to write that he borrowed $1 million. I don't have $1 million to lend him, so that's a ready mizuyf mitoicha. It says he borrowed $25,000 from me. So if the rich man would still be alive, he'll say the shtar is mizuyf and make a kiyum ashtar. And Kozman, you don't make a kiyum ashtar, I don't have to pay. But the rich man died, so I come right after Shiva is up. The children said Shiva, and everybody's going to forge a shtar, and everybody's going to come with a shtar. That the rich father who died borrowed $25,000 from him, comes out, he borrowed more money than he ever had in his whole lifetime. Everybody's going to forge a shtar. And if you say Milsa de la Shchicha, you don't say Tanina. The Yisraelim don't know what to say. You know, maybe the father did borrow all the money. They weren't around at that time. They were little babies. They don't know what happened. So you're going to say, you don't say Tanina on the Milsa de la Shchicha. So it'll be Lo Shavke Schai L'chol Beria, Taisus argues. Lo Shavke Schai L'chol Beria. Everyone will forge a shtar after the father dies, after the rich man dies. And each one will come with a shtar. And the Bezdin doesn't say Tanin, it's everybody's going to collect based on the shtar. That's not reasonable. So what can you say to protect the Yisraelim? You've got to say something. So there's a big question, what do you say? So half of the Rishonim say, when a person comes with a shtar, Tavea comes with a shtar that you owe me money, the Nitva doesn't have to tie in it, Mizuyev. Even if he doesn't tie the mizuyif, the chacham made a takana that a shtar that's in a mikuyim is chaspa bialma. It's like a piece of clay. Chaspa means clay. A shtar shein mikuyim is chaspa bialma, and you don't have to tie the mizuyif. So the whole problem doesn't get off the ground. It doesn't matter, even though you don't say tainina on the milsa lo shchicha mizuyif, you don't have to tie the mizuyif. A shtar that's in a mikuyim is chaspa bialma. Other Rishonim say it's not true that you have to have tainina. That you have to. There is no such rule that a shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa bialma. If the nitva says mezuyef, then you need kiyum. If the nitva doesn't say anything, doesn't say one way or the other, not that he's moida b'shtar shekosvai, not that he's moida. I remember authorizing the writing of the shtar. Then he made a kiyum ashtar. Well, let's say the nitva doesn't say one way or the other, so then the shtar is a valid shtar. So you have the problem of shav keschay l'chol beria. So one solution will be the Ramban. Ramban says you do say tainin on any and every taina under the sun, even the milsa de lo shchicha. So the whole issue is nishkin issue. Yeah, but if you hold that a shtar sheni mekuyim is a shtar, and you hold like Tosis the milsa de lo shchicha loy tainin on. So then Tosis is speaking. They don't hold like the Ramban. They read the Gemara in Bava Basra, Ayin Amin Beis, that you don't say Tanin and Anan Milsa Lo Shchicha. And Tosis...
People will do that.
We're concerned that people may do, but it's still a Milsa Lo Shchicha. Still a Milsa Lo Shchicha that people should forge a shtar. Tosis is just concerned all the Ganovim in the world will come whenever any rich man dies, they'll come and forge a shtar. And the Bezdin will not advance a tainin taninan because milsa lo shchicha. So then they'll collect. Everybody will collect from the summer. So lo shavka schai l'chol beria. So one answer is to say that the takanas chachamim was that the shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa b'yalma. So half of the Rishonim hold like that. Others will say like the Rabban, milsa lo shchicha, you still say tainina. But Tosis holds neither. Tosis holds that they never said shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa b'yalma. You have to add, the nitva has to say mezuyev, and the loy tanin and milsa lo shchicha. So they're faced with the problem. Lo shavka schai l'chol beria. So Tosis is pushing. It must be that's a special takana. Must be that on behalf of the yisraimim. Must be that you do tain and mezuyev. Ayotzim in aklal. The klal should have really been loy tanin and on the milsa lo shchicha. Except for this kind of a case, when the father died, you have to say it is taininan, otherwise lo shavka schai l'chol beria. So what's the difference on the major question? What's the difference whether the pshat? This is all the Rashi Yeshiva from the last generation, from the generation ago. They all raised this issue. What's the nature of the din that min haTorah? Omer Eish Lakish, Eina Machzimim Al Ashtar Nase Kemisha Nechkere Dusa Mebezna. If a person comes with it, Eish Lakish, a person comes with a shtar and there's no kiyum, so min haTorah he has the right to collect the money. And it doesn't help. You can't tie in a mezuyif. It's like if I bring Edom and you say the Edom are lying. It's a joke. Well, they don't believe you. So I come with a shtar. Edom achsimal shtar is like two Edom walked into Bezin. That you're going to say mezuyah. If you say mezuyah, like you're saying, the two Edom that I brought are telling a lie. We don't believe you when you say mezuyah. Only made the Rabbanan made a takonet that he can say mezuyah. So that's a fundamental shaila that was discussed. Rabbi Baruch Ber, Rabbi Sazana Meltzer, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, all of the Gedolim from that generation, Rabbi Soloveitchik, they all discussed this. What's the nature of this takonet of the Rabbanan? When a Torah Rish Lakish is saying the din, when a Torah Eir Machsum Al Ashtar Nasa Kimish Nechre Dusa Mebezin, even though there is no Kim and Mid Rabban you need Kim, is it because the Nitva can tie in a Mezuyev, or is it because a Shtar Sheni Mekuyim is Chaspa Biyam? So what's the difference? So they all say the difference will be, what if I have a Shtar that says Shtar Mekuyim, that says you owe me $1 million, and you have a Shaver that's Eir Mekuyim. You have a shtar that's signed by two witnesses that the whole $1 million was paid up. And then the malva says on the shayver that it's mezuyah. Not that the loiva says on the shtar halvoa that it's mezuyah. The loiva says on the shtar halvoa that it's mezuyah, so that's lahachzik. The loiva says, I don't want to pay the money. I don't know who you are. I never borrowed money. And the shtar is mezuyah. So either mid the rabbanan they said, a shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa bi'alma. He doesn't have to pay, or they gave nemanis to the loiva to taina lahachzik. He tainas the shtar halvoa is mezuyev. I never borrowed the money. But what if it's fakered? The malva has a shtar mekuyim that the loiva borrowed $1 million. Then the loiva has a shaver signed by two edim that says the debt was paid, and the two edim died already. And there's no way to be mekayim the shaver. So do you say a shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa bi'alma? So even if it's a shaver that's ain't a mekuyim, it's meaningless. Or do you say no? They never said a shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa bi'alma. They gave them manis to the baldin to taina mezuyev, but they only gave them manis if it's lahachzik. What the malba is going to say mezuyev on the shaver, and therefore he's going to be motzi the mamon from the loiva. They gave them manis lahotzi. They gave them manis lahachzik, not lahotzi. They never have them manis lahotzi. So that's the major nafkamina. So there is a Gemara at the end. Usually in yeshivas they never get that far. The end of the first parak in Bava Metzia. Next, no one ever gets to next to the last daf in the first parak. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that even by a shaver also, the shaver sheni mekuyim, the malva can say mezuyif, and he can collect the debt again. How can that be? What do you mean? He has namonis to say mezuyif lahoitzi mamon from the loiva. So the pashtus is that the chachamim said a shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa be'am, but other rishonim interpret the gemara differently. The simple pshat in the gemara is that it's talking about a shayver sheni mekuyim, and the malbik is neman to say mezuyah, because you don't need him to say mezuyah. The takana was shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa be'am, but the Tosfos reinterprets that gemara. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, reinterprets the gemara. It's not talking about a shayver. It's talking about something else. So this is a fundamental discussion. Rabbi Zalman has a famous, in the yeshivas usually they don't read the Eben Hazel, but this is one famous piece. He interprets that this is a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes, where the Maida Bishtashik Sovet Tzorch L'Kaimai and Tzorch L'Kaimai, Rabbi Zalman has a whole interpretation. This is the Nekudas a machlokes among the Tanoim, where the Shtash Eni Mekuyim is Chaspa B'Alma, or no, just that the Loiva has Nemanis the same as we. So let's go back again. So Tosis, the Gemara says over here, I borrowed money and I sold the field to the Lekuchas, and I borrowed money milvah b'shtar, and I wrote in the shtar all of my karka is meshubet, and then I sold the karka to the Lekeach and he paid me $1 million, and I wasted all the money, I gambled away all the money, whatever, I gave away all the money to tzedakah, whatever. The malva comes to collect from the loiva, he's penniless. So the bezin gives him permission to go take away, to go collect from the lekuchas. So the Gemara Omer Abai, the first version is, if the loiva sold the karka to the lekech bi achrayis, and then if the balichayvis, if the malva will take away the karka from the lekech, the loiva will have to reimburse him. If the malva will take away the karka from the lekuchas, Olai Hodar, he's going to come back to me and I'm going to have to reimburse him. So therefore I still retain the status of a baldover, of a baldin, and Mishtoi Din about it, have a right to argue out the case. So Tosis says, what do you need him to argue out the case? He's the lawyer, but he knows all the facts of the case. He can present why he thinks that he's potter. The Lekech does know anything. But Tosha says, well, whatever taina the loiva can advance, we're going to say tainina. Unless he's saying, milsa de la shchicha, loi taininon, and mizuyif is a milsa de la shchicha. So Tosha said, that's unreasonable. It cannot be. The shops is kind of beria. However you'll explain it, either you'll say that even a milsa de la shchicha is tainina, like the Ramban, or you say, shtashani mekuyim is chaspa bialma, or you say they made an exception to the rule. Any one of the three explanations you're going to give. But bottom line, it cannot be that that will happen afkemina. That when you're collecting from the lekuches, Bezdin will not advance the taina of mizuyif, and you'll be able to collect with the shtar sheni mekuyim. Shapkes chay l'chol beria. You always, who's going to protect the yisaimim? Who's going to protect the lekuches? It can't be. You have to accept one of the three answers. Either it's an exception to the rule, or it fits in with the rule, because the rule is you do say tanin and even milsa l'shchicho. Or the rule is that a shtar sheni mekuyim is chas b'mial. So Taisi says, what's an afkemina? What's the relevance that you say that the loive still retains the status of a baldin? So Taisi says, maybe l'chapan afkemina kroivim apostolatis. So what if the loive is out of the picture because he's broke? And you don't take off the shirt off of his back, even though you write Afil Meglima Dal Kasvei, but it's not to be taken literally. You don't take you leave him with a weekday suit and a Shabbos dikah suit and a bed and a table in the kitchen, and you leave him with a little bit, that pair of shoes. You leave him with a Ronan Vil, has to drive to work. You don't take away the basic necessities that he needs. You don't cripple him. That's called Misadrin Le Balchayv. Misadrin. It's Machloikis. The Rabbeinu Tam holds a misadrin lebalchayv. Machloik is how you pass the misadrin. We had a benegiah to tzedakah. Taisa said when you're calculating whether the fellow has masayim zuzis and he's not entitled to take lekachit pay maaserani, so Taisa says you don't take away a mechavan olizim kabeisa klei tashmisha. So just like benegiah to ani, he doesn't have to sell the shirt off of his back. That's not part of the masayim zuz. So the same is true. We pass on halacha against the Rabbeinu Tam, that misadrin lebal choyv. Rabbeinu Tam holds a misadrin. Usually, yes, that as a riddle. A person is a chassid and he wears tefillin the Rashi, tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam, and then the malva comes to collect the choyv. So can he take away the tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam? So they usually say the answer is, well, if you're all like the Rabbeinu Tam, you can take away everything. You take the underwear. And if you don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, so there's no such thing as tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. So they're puzzled. But that's a joke. The pashtus is, it does mean you have to hold the Rabbeinu Tam on everything. We paskim misadrin lebal choyv. And the guy needs a pair of tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. You can't say miman of shach. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, no. We pass a misadrin against the Rabbeinu Tam, and Shulchan Aruch says they recommend that people should have tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. So that's a joke what people say. So Tosis says maybe it'll happen af kamina like this. If you say that the loiva is still in the picture, even though he's broke, and the malva is not coming to take away from him, but because once they're going to take the kark away from the lekech, then the loiva sold it to lekech b'achrayis. So later on, he'll have to reimburse him if he ever wins the Irish sweepstakes. If he wins the lottery, so he'll have what to pay. Okay, I'll be able to reimburse him. So, so if the nafkamin is, what if the Edom who are going to say he did pay, he didn't pay, what if the Edom are not related to the Lekeach, they're not related to the Malve, they're not related to the Lekeach, but the Edom are related to the Loive. So we say the Loive is still in the picture. So Taisa says, Edim who are kroivim to the baldover apostle Edis, he doesn't have to retain the din of a baldin. If he's a baldover, also Edim are kroivim. Let's end the case of din in the first, din in Malkus. He's not, there's no baldin. You say, Hadoas baldin kemenadam. A man admits that he's chayv Malkus. A man admits that he's chayv Nis. You don't say Hador is Baldin. There's no concept of Baldin outside of Din Imamunis. He's a Baldova, but he's not a Baldin. But the Kroivim Apostolate is even in the Fosh, it's even in Imamunis. So this Hador Pasha, Tesis said. That's a Gemara in Makkas, they quote. Yeah, Makkas Dab Zayin. When Tesis gets to the wide lines, the second wide line. If the Edom are craving to the Orif, to the cosigner, even though they're not related either to the Malva or to the Lover, they're related to the cosigner, Tog Shainish, the cosigner is a Baldover over here. So you don't have to go so far like Abai to say that the Loiva still retains the status of a Baldin to declare that the Edom are craving to the Loiva, Apostle Edis. He says he's a Baldover. Abai says he's even a Baldin. He has the right to argue about the case. What do we need to declare that he's a Baldin for? The Bezin will say Tanin, and any Taina that the Loiva could have advanced, the Bezin will advance it on his behalf. Even the Milsa de Lo Shchicha of Mizuyev, also they'll advance. So what do you gain? What's the significance of saying that he has the din? He has a din of a Baldover, but why do you have to go so far to say he has a din of a Baldin? So Tesis comes out the last two lines with two nafkaminas. So one nafkamina is Hador's Baldin. Hador's Baldin kemeidim dami. It's not an outright case of Hador's Baldin. It's implicit. It's not explicitly Hador's Baldin. Bezin has, they have a din Torah. So the din Torah keeps on dragging on and on and on. And every day the guy says, I want to bring more witnesses, I want to bring more ishtaras and more documents, more evidence, goes on and on and on. When they were investigating Trump's investment, so they said they read 100,000 pages or something like that. How can it should take years and years? When investigating Hillary Clinton, they were also reading pages and pages and pages and pages. So Bezin is not going to wait forever. So let's say the guy says, I want to call up this someone who lives in Japan. He's going to come in for business next month. I want to call him. He's going to come. And then he has another witness. Another thing can take forever. So Bezin says, look here. We give you 30 days. If you don't come up with all the arayas by 30 days, that's the jig is up and we're going to give a psak. We can't wait forever to give a psak. If you'll bring the witnesses after we give a psak, we'll reverse the psak. If it turns out we made a mistake, we'll reverse the psak. We're not going to withhold the psak forever. So the Bezin asks him, Yeshla Edim? Yesh lecha edim, yesh lecha raya, and he says, ain li edim, ain li raya. I've havi edim, havi raya. Either he says on his own, ain li od raya, ain li od edim, or the Bezin tells him you have to bring within a certain time. So if he doesn't bring within the time, it's implicit, hadoras baldin, that whatever edim or rayish documents he'll bring later are forgery. Because he said, ain li edim, ain li raya. So that's an implicit hadoras baldin. If he does come up, unless he can demonstrate that he wasn't aware of this, that he wasn't aware, he didn't know at all about the Edom, about the Raya, then it's not a Hidos Badin that it's fraudulent. So let's say, you only say Hidos Badin Kamei Adam if the man is a Baldin. But over here, we say that the Loiva is still considered a Baldin, because once the Malva is going to take away the Karka from the Lekeach, Olai Hodar. So the Loiva is going to have to reimburse him. So he still retains. We know he retains the status of a Baldover. Therefore, the Edom who are Kroivim to the Loiva still postulates like to the Yar. We know he's a Baldover, but not only a Baldover, he's even a Abai's Mechadish. He even retains the din of a Baldin. What's the significance? That you say, Hadoaz Baldin Kame Edom Dami. The Lekech said, Ein li Edom, Ein li Raya. Because he doesn't know. He wasn't there. And then the Loiva says, Yesh, after the 30 days are up, after the Loiva, after the Lekech already said, Ein li od edim, Ein li od raya. So he made a Hadoras Baldin. So that Hadoras Baldin is not sufficient, because we still consider the Loiva as a Baldin. Why? Because once you take away the Karka, once the Malva takes away the Karka from the Lekeach, Olai Hadar, because he sold it back raya, so he still, the Loiva still retains his status of a Baldin. And he never made a Hadoras Baldin. So therefore, the Rai Achreina, the din of Rai Achreina, they say, did you bring your final Rai, bring your final Edim? He says, that's it, only all Rai, only all Edim. That's an implicit Hadoras Baldin, wouldn't apply. So that's one Nafkamina Tosis gives. why it's important, what's the relevance, what's the significance of Abai declaring that the loiva still retains the status of a baldin, not just a baldover. Baldover, we know, like Marcus, Aiden Kroyf him to the baldover. Of course he's a baldover, but he's still considered a baldin. Then Tosis gives another nafkamina, Inami, the last line of Tosis. The local Bezdin is not the world's biggest geniuses. So if they'll give a dintara, they may not have the best psak in the world. But let's say he says, let's go to Beznagoro Kozilna. I want to go to a higher court. I want to go to Ktsois, lives in Poland. I don't want to go to the local Beznagoro. I want to go travel to Poland. So let's say the Lokeach can't say Beznagoro Kozilna. He can't afford it. He's busy. He doesn't have time to go to the Beznagoro. But the Loive has all the time in the world. So he can go to the Beznagoro. So if you say he retains, Abai says the loiva still retains the status of a baldin, not just a baldover, retains the status of a baldin, so he has the right to argue the beznagoro kozilna. I don't want to go to the local bezin, I want to go to the other bezin, and the tavea perhaps cannot afford to travel to the other bezin, so they'll have to have to make some kind of a pshara. Whoever is a baldin has the right to argue the beznagoro kozilna. Abai says the loiva still retains the status of the baldin. That's an important taisvus. There's a din of baldin and a din of baldover. The din of baldover is relevant for psuli edim, craving to the baldover apostolated, even if it's not a baldin, but haraya from Malkus and from Misa. But Abai said more than that. He retains the status of a baldin. L'mayin afkamina. Can't be to advance tainus because tainina. Anything the loiva can tain is a bezin will tain. Can't say milsa lo shchicha loy tainina. It cannot be. It must be that the shafik is chayv l'chol berim. Must be bezin will advance all the tainus also. They'll advance the tainim. Must be for these two nafkaminas. So the first version of Abai was only if the loiva sold the sod to be achrayis. Because when they take it away, when you take away the karka from the lukuchas, I'll be held responsible, I have to reimburse him, therefore I retain the status of a babin. But what if he sold the sod to shelo b'achrayis? Then he will not be a babin. The second version has it, and we paskin like the Lishna Basra, like the Ikad Yami. Ikad Yami, afilu shelo b'achrayis nami, even if the loiva sold the karka to the lekucha shelo b'achrayis nami, he still retains the status of Avodin. Why the Omale? He can tain it. True, I won't have to reimburse the Lekeach if the Malve is Goyva the Soda from him, but the Lekeach will have Tarumas against me. Why? I sold him a Karka and I gypped him, I cheated him. He paid good money for the Karka and then my Malve took it away from him. So he's going to have Tarumas against me. So the Gemara seems to be saying that's a famous comment in the name of Rabbi Saul Salanta, that there are Mishnayos in the end of Bab Metzia. So Mishnayos have cases where I'm mechuyev to pay you money, and sometimes the Mishnah says I'm not mechuyev to pay you. Ein lo olav ela tarumis. So what does it say? Ein lo olav ela tarumis. Let it say pata. So it says he only has the right to have tarumis. So they say now Rabbi Saul Salanta, you see from the Mishnah that you're not allowed to have tarumas against another Jew unless you have a schus. You're not allowed to be angry at another Jew unless you have a schus. And in the moment, he did cheat me, but he cheated me in such a way that legally he's not mechuyev to reimburse me. But if I have the right to have tarumas against him, so that's what Abaye says, that's a schus moment. I have the right to have tarumas against him. So that makes me into a baldin. Similar to Rabbi Saul Salanta's diuk in the Mishnah. The right to have tarumas is also a schus maminas. And if the Mishnah wouldn't say, yesh lo olav tarumas, you have a right to have tarumas, you wouldn't have the right to have tarumas. So that's our Gemara also, the second, Ika Diyami, the second version. The Rambam always follows the tradition from the Goyim. How do you paskin whenever there's a Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra? So the Talmud Bavli was written in such a way that Lishna Halachika, Lishna Basra. The Halacha is, they wrote in such a way whenever there are two versions. So the more correct version was always written second. Balei HaTosfos are not so keen about that klal. Hilchos Galishna Basra. Taisus in the end of the first parak in Gittin discussed. We have two versions in the Gemara. So if it's a din daraisa, sofik daraisa luchumra. If it's a din rabbanu, sofik darabanu lekula. Taisus doesn't hold from this. Hilchos kalishna basra. The Rambam always follows that. Always paskan like the lishna basra. So the lishna basra is. That's a schus mama that he has. He retains the loiver, retains the status of a baldin, even if he sold the sod to lekech shalo bachrais. Okay. That is a new gemara. The Amr Abai. Abai says another din, totally unrelated to the previous din that he said. Another din he says. This is also a real choshem mishpat here. Another din. What's going on here? Reuven shemach hasod al Shimon, shalo biachrayis. Reuven sold mochar soda. Means they made a kinyan or they didn't make a kinyan. So that Tosfos says over here, "Mishehechzik bo." Tosfos on Tesamen Aleph disagrees with Rashi. They quote, they dug up a Rashi in Bob Metziah Daf Yudalid, and they think the Rashi is not correct. So Tosfos translates the words over here: "Reuven shemoch hasod el Shimon, he made a kinyan. He made a kinyan chalif. He made a kinyan chazake. How do he make a kinyan chazake? So there's a Mishnah in Cheskes Habatim. In the end of Cheskes Habatim is about Cheskes Habatim. So." What does the word chazaka mean? The Prima Gaudim writes in his Psicha Kolelis. Prima Gaudim is a commentary on Orechaim and on Yeridei. On Orechaim he has a commentary on the Taz and a commentary on the Shach, on the Magen Avram. And in Yeridei he has two commentaries, one on the Shach and one on the Taz. And he has Psichas, he has Hakdomas. So then in Orechaim he has a Psicha Kolelis to Orechaim, which is really a general introduction to all of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's worth reading. It's a very valuable sefer. My father used to say that someone should write a doctoral dissertation on the Prima Gaudim's Psicha Kolelis. He has so much to say there, and they should point out all the sources and who agrees and who disagrees. So then 20 years after I heard it from my father, I saw that there are 25 Svarim already in Europe they wrote. You don't have to write a doctoral dissertation. Many, many Svarim were written already. Chiburim, if people keep on writing, Chiburim on the Psicha Kolelis of the Prima Gaudim to Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Prima Gaudim points out that the word chazak appears in the Gemara with six different meanings. Each time is totally unrelated to the other case. Cheskes Habatim Shalashana means if I'm living in a karka, living in a house for 3 years, and I say I bought it from the Marakama, or he gave it to me b'matana, either I say macharta anasata li b'matana, and the Marakama says, Baba Maisis, I never sold it, you're a gazlan. But for 3 years he didn't complain. For 3 years he didn't say boo. So if I claim that I lost the shtar, I say, you never gave me a shtar, or you gave me a shtar, I lost the shtar. I keep my tax forms. You have to hold your tax forms for 7 years, 10 years, I don't know how long. In case the IRS wants to investigate you, you have to have all the evidence of all of the turim, all the loopholes that you use, whatever, all the checks that you gave for charity. But after 10 years, you're not mechuyev to save all the tax forms. The same over here, the Gemara says, Atlasinish, Mizdairinish, Atlashnin, up until 3 years after buying a field, you're going to hold on. It's normal, people hold on to the shtar. After 3 years, they're going to have a house full of junk. You're going to save every document forever and ever. That's ridiculous. So after 3 years, you throw it out. So the Gemara says, if I can prove that I was living in a house for 3 years, Yom Alayla, or I was working on the field for 3 years and nobody complained, the Marakama didn't complain, so that's Cheskes Habat. After Chazoka with a Taina, I claim that you sold it to me, you gave it to me with Matana, and I bring Adam who testified that I was living there normally, I wasn't hiding, I was living so that's one kind of Chazoka. Then the Mishnah has in Cheskes Habatim a totally different kind of Chazoka. Kate said, but Chazoka, how are you kind of Karkas, Niknas, Bekesef, or Bishtar, or Bechazoka? So what's Chazoka? I live in the house for 3 years. No, I want to be kind of the house today. I don't want to live 3 years. Living 3 years, that's a cheskas raya. If I live there for 3 years and the Marakama never complains, so it's a right that I'm telling the truth, that it's mine. But if you want a chazaka, that's a kinyan, so the Mishnah gives noal, godar, or poratz. Noal means I put a lock on the door. Poratz means I broke down a fence. Godar, I put up a fence. I made some kind of a tikkun akarka. So that's the kinyan chazaka. Then you have other kinds of chazakas. Then you have chazaka, I'm a muchzuk. We say, hamoitze machavera, all of haraya. Whoever is muchzuk on the money has a right to hold on to it, even if there's a suffik, and even if there's a rov. The rov is no good to be moitze moment from a muchzuk. So that's called a muchzuk. We call it a chazaka. He has a chazaka. But that's a muchzuk. That's a totally different din. It has nothing to do with kinyan chazaka. It has nothing to do with cheskes habatim. It's the same word. Then you have another kind of chazaka. Let's say I bought meat in the kosher butcher, so the meat is kosher. It's sitting in the refrigerator. Then by mistake, I left a container of milk on the shelf directly above, and the milk was leaking down into the meat, and I wasn't watching so if it was soaking for 24 hours in the milk, so kovish kemavushal, so it makes the meat treif. I don't know how long it was soaking. I'm not sure if it was there for 24 hours or not. So the piece of meat is becheskas heter. There's a concept of status quo. Sometimes the cheskas heter, sometimes the cheskas sisar. Then you have another kind of chazaka. Chazaka, the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Basra, chazaka ain't on a pareh toks manoi. Let's say you lent me $1,000 and I have a right to hold it for a year. And then you come in the middle of the year and you say, how you doing with the loan that I made? I lent you $1,000. I say, what do you mean? I paid it back already. You say, you didn't pay it back. It was a milbal peh. Milbal peh, so I'm never to say paraiti. But the guy meets me in the middle of the year and he says, how you doing? I lent you $1,000. I paid you back already. So the Gemara says he's not believed to say paraiticha tochzmani because it's a ruba de leisa kaman enon a paraiticha tochzmani.
Why is it different in cheskas habatim in terms of the type of chazaka? Why is it different than
cheskas habatim
in terms of what kind of
chazaka
it is?
Cheskas habatim is if you're living there for 3 years, it's a you're muchzak on the karka, you're living there. Also, this is a different din. This is a status quo din. That's not a status quo. Totally different. And then you have sometimes chazaka is a rubid alayza kamon. The word chazaka al chavish enim oitzim tachas yada dovish enim mesukan. Let's say a man dies and then he has a refrigerator full of food. So do you have to be concerned? Maybe it's trade for food that he bought it for the goyim. The goyish workers, and maybe it's tevel, and he didn't have a chance to be mafresh yet. So the Gemara says, chazak al chaver, a religious man is a chaver. Normal religious people don't keep non-kosher food around the house, because someone's going to eat it by mistake. So that says, sometimes the word chazaka means ruba de leisa kamon. And by cheskas habatim, it's a different, each one is a different kind of din of chazaka. A lot of people confuse them. They think it's Chezayin Kuf Hey, and it's pronounced the same way, so I think it's the same din. They're totally unrelated to each other. So here, the Gemara says, Ruvin Shemocha Sada L'Shimon. I sold the field, so Tosfos says, Mochar, I sold it. He made a Kinyan, either Kinyan Shtar. I gave him a Shtar, and he's kind of the Kak. Made a Kinyan Chazoke. He put up a fence around the field, I mean, Kinyan Chalipin. He made some kind of a kinyan. Tosfos thinks if I paid the money, Tosfos at the end, the last 10 lines in the Tosfos, after the tiny letter base and brackets, I'm reading the Tosfos on Tesem and Aleph Dibra Mascha Misha Hechzikbo. So Tosfos says after the letter base, we're talking about a case that the Lekech did not pay money. That's not reasonable. A guy paid already for the whole fee, paid in cash, he gave a check already, and then he can still back out because of Mekach Tos. He says, how long can you consider Mekach Tos? Tosfos thinks not all the Rishonim agree. Tosfos thinks that it's not mistaber, that even after he paid all the money, he can still back out and say there's a Mekach Tos over here. Not mistaber. So Tosfos thinks the case is Reuben Shemacha Soda L'Shimon. He sold the Soda, and Shimon was kind of either with Kinyan Suder, he gave a handkerchief to Reuven, or he made a Chazoke, he put a fence up, or whatever. He made him a Kinyan Chalipin, he made some kind of a Kinyan. And then the Yotzu Aleho Asikin, and all of a sudden, people come and they taina that field is meshubet to a halvoa. Someone lent $1 million to Reuven and never paid up the money. It's going to be a whole hassle. It's going to be a whole court case. So the one who bought the field doesn't want to have a headache. So he says, "This is a mekach tois. If I would have known that there's going to be a headache here, I would not have bought this field. I thought the field is a clear field." So he says, Dinahu, what does he say? Achala hechzikba kolzman, that the lokeach didn't make a chazoke, yochal achzabo, he can claim that it's a kinyan betois. It's a mum. Let's say I say, there's a mishnah in Bava Basra. I want to buy 10 pounds of potatoes. Normal 10 pounds of potatoes is Idaho potatoes. Then he delivers the potatoes if it's a poorer quality. I bought Yofus Vinim Tzuros. So sometimes it's a Mekach Tois because it's a mum. It depends how big the mum is. Let's say I buy an automobile and it has a little scratch on the car. But the brakes work and the gas work, everything works. It has a little scratch. So it has a little mum, so that's a shayla by Noah. That's not a shayla of Mekach Tois. But if I bought a car and the brakes don't work, or the button that makes the window go up and go down, or locks the door, that's one of the things. It doesn't work. It means that's one of the things that a car is for. It doesn't work. I marry a girl, and it turns out that she's an islandess. She can't have any children. Marriage means you're going to have children. Not going to have children. It turns out to be an islandess. Some Iker Adin, many Rishonim say, you don't need a get. Some hold you don't need a get, men a term the Rabbanan you need a get. Pashtun say you don't need a get at all. Mamish Kedusha Tos. Why? That's a mum that prevents her from functioning normally. Marriage means you want to have children, unless they're not interested in having children. But normal, if you didn't say one way or the other, by Jewish people, marriage means you want to have children. So also, you buy an automobile, so it's a little scratched up, so that's a shayla of, that mum is a shayla of oino'o. But if it's a mum that the gas doesn't work, or the brakes don't work, or the electricity on the windows doesn't work, or the air conditioner doesn't work, it means it doesn't function normally. So that's a mekach tois. So over here, I bought a field, and before I even moved into the field, it's already yatsu alei asikin. The top taisa said, what do you mean asikin? That they say that the moicher who sold you the field owed us a fortune of money, and we are entitled, we have sheep and nechasim on the field, we want to take it. So the guy says, it's a mum. It's gonna have a lot of aggravation. I don't want the whole field. So actually, before Kozman he did make a chazoke, Yochel Achzaba, he can say that it's a mum. It's a mum that cancels the whole mecca. Mishachzik, but once he made a chazoke, and Yochel Achzaba. Why? My timer. Why? He didn't know that he's gonna have a headache. The Amalei, the Moicher, can tell the Lakeach what's the din in the following case. The Gemara is going to give you the answer. What's the din in the following case? I have boxes on the table, all wrapped up in fancy wrapping, and you shake the box and you hear something inside. You don't know what's inside. You don't know whether it has a watch. I think I paid $10 for this watch. You don't know it has a pen that cost 10 cents. You don't know, maybe it's just a piece of garbage. You don't know what's inside. Could be it's silver, could be it's gold. You don't know it's worth a fortune. So they have such things. When you go to functions, so they have boxes that are wrapped up, and you don't know what you're getting yourself into. You don't know whether you're buying something. And you pay $100 or $1,000 knowing that you don't know in advance what's inside. So what's the din? Is that called, and then you're unhappy about you paid $100 and a piece of junk inside, just a crumpled up newspaper inside. So the Gemara said that's not a mekach tois because he knew in advance that he doesn't know what's inside. The Amalei, the Moicher, can tell the Lakeach, look here, you bought the field, and you walked around the borders, even after you heard that there's an issue, that people are tumbling in court, that they say they're entitled to take away the karka because they lent me money and I never paid up. So he can say, Chaisa de Kitri, Chaisa is what? A sack, Rashi says. The Kitri is nuts. A sack that's knotted up on top, and you don't know what's inside the sack. You don't know whether it has gold, whether it has silver, whether it has a watch, $10 watch, a 10 cent ballpoint pen, or it has just junk, garbage inside. You don't know what it is. So if you agree to buy it, even though you don't know what it has inside, That you can't say that that's a mekach tois. You knew that you don't know what it is.
Can you assume that every time a person buys a field that they're like buying a lottery ticket? You don't know if you're going to lose it or win it?
No, over here he heard the lekeach made the kinyan already, and then after he made the kinyan he hears that there are people who went to court and they're tumbling, that they're entitled to take the karka because they had lent money to the loiv and he never paid up. And nonetheless, this guy who bought the field starts walking around the borders to see what the field needs and how he's going to improve it. Obviously, he's demonstrating that he wants. He is going through with the kinyan. He made the kinyan already, and he doesn't want to back out. If he says he wants to back out, but before he walks around the border, he heard that there's an issue, and nonetheless, he walks around the borders. So that's like he's declaring, I'm not going to declare it a mum. I'm not going to say it has a mum and it's a mekachtos. Kalsman, he didn't walk around the borders. So then he can always say later on, it's a mum. So he said, Misha Echzik Bo, after he already walked around the borders, any Ochalas Bo, why? My Tamad Omalei, the Moicher can say to Lokech, you agreed to buy it, even though it's questionable, you don't know, maybe it'll be taken away from you. It's like I sell a bag, a sack that's tied up, or a box that's closed with a fancy wrapper. Chaisa de Kitri, I sold you a tied up sack, Sabris Vikablis. You agreed and you bought it and shine. Memis I have a chazaka. When is it a chazaka that after that point he can no longer back out? If he walks around the borders. So Tosis quotes a Rashi in Bava Metzia and Daf Yudala that Daish HaMitzri, walking around the borders, constitutes a kinyan chazaka. The one of three ways to acquire ownership of karka, karkdis niknasi the bekesef. Or bishtar, or bichazoke, so ketzet bichazoke. So the Mishnah says in Bava Basa Noal Godar or Poratz A, B, or C. So Rashi learns or D. What's another one? Daish HaMitzri, walk around the borders. There is such a machloikas satanoim in Bava Basra further, not on Daf Membeis. Later in Bava Basra, around Daf Kufa, so Avraham Avinu walked around the borders. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Kum Hisalep Arutz L'Orka L'Rochbo Ki L'Chua Etineno. He told him, walk around the borders of Eretz Yisrael Ki L'Chua Etineno. So the Gemara says that the B'nai Salofchad raised a question by Moshe Rabbeinu, what did you mean when you gave the Nevuah Ki L'Chua, when your Baruch Shalom told you to deliver the Nevuah before Yitzias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us Eretz Yisrael? And Hasati Yotza Lechem Morasha. What did you mean when you said Morasha? Morasha means that when Avraham Avinu walked on the borders, that constituted a kinyan chazaka. Morasha means we already own it, and it really means Yerusha. Or no, maybe when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Kum Misal Garz, L'Orka L'Rachba, Kiluchoy Tenena, that was a promise that's going to be fulfilled in the distant future, when Yeshua Ben Nun will conquer Eretz Yisrael. From that time on, it'll belong to the Jewish people. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Morasha, Morasha doesn't mean a Yerusha. We didn't own it yet. It's going to belong to us in the future. So when that's what the B'nai Salavcha, the Gemara interprets in Yesh Mechon, that's what B'nai Salavcha were answering. We're asking of Moshe Rabbeinu, whether Eretz Yisrael is Muchzok or Eretz Yisrael is Ra'ui. Was it promised to the Jewish people, but it wasn't delivered yet till the days of Yeshua Ben Nun? Or was it already Muchzok? And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not sure. When I said the Nevuah Marasha, I'm not sure myself what that meant. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't tell me why he said the word I said, where verbatim what he told me to say. But I'm not sure whether Marasha means the same as Yerusha or not. So then Moshe Rabbeinu presents the Shaila B'nai Salofcha to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he says, when Avraham Avinu walked around the borders, that was the Kinyan Chazaka. So the Gemara comes, that's in Bava Basra Daf Kufa, so it's in Yesh Nechon also, it's past Daf Kuf. So the Gemara says, walking around the borders of Eretz Yisrael constituted the Kinyan Chazaka for Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ad Olam, how does it say in Bereshis? Just read it on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael forever. Means that Eretz Yisrael, that's what the Chazon Ish explains, and Rav Soloveitchik explained. Everything that you own in the world is subject to the international rule of Kibush Melchama. That if I steal something from you, it still belongs to you. You don't lose your ownership. But if one country wages war against another country, so the country who wins the war acquires ownership of all of the property of the country that lost the war. When the five kings had a war with the four kings and the four kings won the war, so all the five cities belonged to the four kings. Then when Avraham Avinu stepped in and he won the war with his little army. So he acquired ownership of all the nine cities. Everything belonged to Avraham Avinu. That's an international rule. The Gemara says it applies whether it's Aman Mayav Tiharu B'Sichan, one Goyish nationality has a war against another nation, or if the Goyim have a war against the Jews, or the Jews have a war against the Goyim. Whoever won the war, it doesn't make a difference whether the Jews win the war, the Goyim win the war, or one Goyish nation wins war against the other. The Gemara learns that from Psukim and Gittin, around Daf Lamed Zayin, so that there's international din of Kibush Mulchama. Everything in the world, Karka Metal, everything in the world is subject to the din of Kibush Mulchama, except for one thing, Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, and he says, Lo'olam Vo'ed. We never lost our ownership during the 70 years of Golas Bavel. We never lost our ownership after the Churban Bayis Sheni. We don't have to express our gratitude to the British government for giving us Eretz Yisrael in 1948. It didn't belong to them. It belonged to the Jews all along. And they were Gazlanim. Whoever took it all the years were Gazlanim. We don't owe a debt of gratitude to anybody. They just gave us back what belonged to us all along. But the Jews never lost their ownership. Always belonged to the Jewish people. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's giving Eretz Yisrael. He took a shvua and he made a bris. So the Ramban Chumash writes, what does a bris mean? A bris means a shvua. And the shvua and a bris means al kol panim. Under all circumstances, you never lose your ownership. That's the opening Rashi on Chumash Bereishis. Quotes that the Umma Salim will say, listem atem, you are gazlanim, because we acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael. So why did you take it back from us? So the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the Jewish people. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, every couple of years we say, I think I heard that yesterday in the United Nations. That was yesterday in the newspapers. Listen, Matem. The Arabs keep on saying that the Jews are Ganovim, that they took Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is, we never lost our ownership of Eretz Yisrael. From the days of Avraham Avinu, Ado Yom Hazeh, the Ribbono Shel Olam said he's giving it forever and ever. Belongs to the Jewish people.
What about Kibush, that if a Melech Yisrael would make Mekavish another territory, would that fall into the category of Lo'olam and therefore would always belong to Eretz Yisrael?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think so. I think the Haftachim and the Bris and the Shul was only on the Gvulas Ha'aretz. Aratzas HaNasofis, we have the ability to endow them with Kedusha, but we can lose the ownership. That's, I think the Bris was only on Eretz Yisrael proper. Not on the Aratus on the surface, yeah. So again, Rashi learns, Mishehechzik ba means if he made a kinyan chazake, then you can't back out. And Daish HaMitzri, when you walk around the borders, that constitutes a kinyan chazake. So this is problematic, because the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu's walking around the borders constituted the kinyan chazake. By walking around the borders, that constituted kinyan chazaka. Then the Tanaim have a machloikas in Beis Kura, something in that part of Baba Basra that nobody ever learns in the yeshivas over there. The Daf Yomi people learn everything, but the yeshivas, they have their likes and their dislikes. So the Tanaim have a machloikas. If I'm selling you a pardes, and I say walk around the borders and you'll acquire ownership, so one time I think Reb Lezer says, you learn from Avraham Avinu that you walk around the borders, that constitutes kinyan chazaka. And we pasken not so. We pasken that was only hayra shor of a chazaka once in the history of the world for Avraham Avinu. But l'doiris, there is no such din. There has to be tikkun hakarka, no agora parts. You have to do something. But stam walking around the borders, that was once in the history of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a hayra shor that Avraham Avinu acquired ownership by walking around the borders. But l'doiris not. So this is a problematic Rashi. Taisis doesn't agree with Rashi because the Mishnah in Baba Basra says we don't pass like Rav Blazer. Then furthermore, what's the Gemara asking? Memes I have a chazaka. Memes I have a chazaka. No go to reports. What's the Gemara asking? A funny Gemara over here. So Taisis doesn't agree with that Rashi in Baba Metzia Daf Yudav. Taisis says, no, the whole story is not like that. Reuven Shemocha saw the Mocha, he already made the Kenyan. He made either a Kenyan chazaka, no go to reports, and made a Kenyan Khalipina, he made a kinyan shtai, made some kind of a kinyan. And he can still back out if he yatzwale asikin before achala hechzigbo, yatzwale asikin, so that's a mum, that's considered a mum gadol. And he can back out, he can say, this mum gadol, I didn't reckon on having aggravation, I'm going to have to go to court and fight out a case. So that's a mum. But if But if Mishahechzik Bo, and Mishahechzik does mean it made the Kinyan Chazaka. He already made the Kinyan Chazaka to acquire ownership. Mishahechzik Bo is a different word of Hechzik. If he walks around the borders and he demonstrates that he's not worried, he doesn't care the fact that Yotzeh Le'asukin, he's not going to declare it as such a mum gadol that it should be considered a mekach toes, so then ena yochel achsabo. Then it's not considered a mum, and he cannot back out. So then Tosfos adds on, and they think it must be talking about a case below nasam osmar. If he gave money, so that doesn't make sense. The guy can back out forever, even after he paid money. So once he paid the whole demei mekach, they think he can't back out. Not all the rishonim agree. And once he walks around the borders, to them, after he heard that Yatzu Aleh Asikin, he still walks around the borders to see how he's going to proceed, what he's going to do with the field. So he demonstrates that he wants it, despite the fact that Yatzu Aleh Asikin. So then he can no longer taina later on that it's a mum gadol and to back out with midin mekach toes. Another word of chazaka that's not one of the above, not one of the six, a seventh one, hechzik, different kind of chazaka. Here the chazaka means he forgoes his right to back out midin mekach toes. He demonstrates that he's not worried about the asikin. He wants the field. He wants the ownership of the field, despite the fact that there may not be a headache involved.
So if Avram acquired all their Israel by walking with them, why does like Hashem have to promise Yitzchak and Yaakov that he's going to give them land, they owned it already, which seems like strange that
she's made
multiple promises.
The promise was to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had a lot of children, so then he had to single out Yitzchak as opposed to all the Bnei Keturah, as opposed to Yishmael. And then he promises Yitzchak had Yankov and Esav, so the Baruch Shalom had to pick out which one of the two children is going to get Eretz Yisrael. So he said Yankov, not Esav. He had to sharpen the Shavua. The bris was made with Avram, and it wasn't made clearly which of the descendants of Avram are going to carry over this bris. So it was established that it's only Yitzchak, and it's only Yitzchak's son Yankov. And then Yankov is mitos Ushleim. All the children of Yankov are Jewish, so they're all included in the bris. So this is Tosfos' interpretation. That's how we have the sum shot in the Gemara. Ruven Shemocha saw the Lashim and Mochar. He made a perfect Kinyan Mechira, something other than Kesef. If he already paid the whole demand Mekach, then I think it should apply. And then Yotzu Aleh Asikin. So the Asikin means he sees he's going to have headaches here. So actually, Hechzabo Yachal Achzabo. Why Yachal Achzabo? He made the Kinyan already. You can only back out Toch De Dibur. If you make a Kinyan Chalipin on something, the Gemara has in Bava Basra Machloikis in Paskin, you can back out even if the Toch De Dibur. You can back out Kolzman Shal Sukim Bosuinyan. Kolzman is still talking about it. Here you can back out even after. No longer Asukim Bosuinyan. Why? It's assumed that this is a mum gadol, and if you have a major mum, if you have a mum katan, that's a midin oino. But if you have a mum gadol that the thing doesn't function, the car doesn't function, or the girl doesn't function, she turns out to be an islandess, she can't function as a wife to have children. So over here, Yotzoleh Asukin, there's a major mum gadol, and mum gadol can cancel the whole kinyan midin mekach toes. And this is a different word of chazok, and not the kinyan chazok. No, he really was kinyan. Mochas saw the Lashem, and he really made the chazok. This is a new word of chazok. It means he's mevater on his right to taina. Let's say I bought an automobile and it has a couple of scratches on it, or bought an automobile and whatever, the air conditioner doesn't work. But I bought it in the summertime, and I see the air conditioner doesn't work, and I use it for a whole month anyway. So if I used it for a whole month and I didn't call up to complain, obviously he's accepting it, despite the fact that it has a major mum, that it doesn't function normally. The air conditioner doesn't work. You can drop dead in the heat in the automobile, but he's using it, so he didn't complain. So he's demonstrating that he's moichel on that zchus to declare that it should be a mekach toes because of the major mum. There also, mishe'echzik bo, the Rishonim say mishe'echzik bo after he hears the asikin. If echzik kodim the asikin, then it doesn't demonstrate anything. He hears yatzu al asikin, they say that they have a right to collect the karka because of a shib and the chosin, they lent money, or whatever. Balchok, subasisha, nizikin, whatever it is. They have claims against the moicher, And then the guy, after he hears about the claims, Mishach Sigba. So he demonstrates that he's not worried about the mumkal. Like if the guy has a major mum and he uses it anyway. I buy a suit and it has a major mum and I wear the suit for a month and then I want to go back and say I want my money back. So what do you wear it for? The fact that you wear it demonstrates that you are masking to keep it.
If it's based on some vikiva, then why does he have to respond Damali Chaisa de Katri Sabis to come? Meaning that's not the reason, because it did have the Sabis.
Yeah.
Vikiva.
Okay. A good taina. I don't know. Sabi vikiva. It's a good question. I don't know. The first version is Vedavke, if he buys it, how does the story begin? The last line. So the Gemara says Vedavke Shalo Be'achrayis. So then we distinguish between Koidim Sheikh Sigbo, Lacha Sheikh Sigbo. I bought Be'achrayis, but if I bought the field Be'achrayis, and if and when it'll be taken away, then he's going to have to reimburse me. So the Gemara says, lo. What's lo? What din is lo? How do you translate lo? What's not so? I have a right to back out even after the Daisha Mitzri, or I can't even back out before Daisha Mitzri. Vika Dharma's second version is that it doesn't make a difference. Hafil Bachrais Nami, it's the exact same din. Why the Omale? After Daish HaMitzri, he cannot back out because the Moicher will say, Achvi Tivroch Vashalom Loch, whenever the Balichovis have a right to collect from the Lukuchas, they have to go to Bezin first. Go to Bezin, so Bezin first investigates. Maybe the Loiva has assets to pay. And if I'm in a chos to Mishabad, the Mokam Shej Benichar. So the Bezin tries to make a search all over the world. And they see the loiva doesn't have any assets, and they try to check all the banks. He doesn't have any assets. The Besna has no assets. So then they give the malve a shtar tirfo. They give them a document signed by the members of the Besna. We authorize you. You have a right to take away the guy's, if he's a nizik. We authorize you. You have a right to take away his idis that he sold to the lekeach. If he's a balchayv, they give him a shtar tif, he has a right to take away the benin, so he's sold to a different person. If it's a ksuvas isha and the husband is broke, then they give her the right to take away somebody's burs. So that's called the shtar tirfa. So the Gemara sounds like the first version was dapke shalob achrayis. It makes a difference. Koidim mishe echsik bo lach she echsik bo. Abol bachrayis lo, what do you mean? If he sold it bachrayis, even after Hechzik Bo, he can still back out. Even after Hechzik Bo, he can back out. And the second version is no, because the army is not true. I feel the Bachrais Nami, once Hechzik Bo, he cannot back out. The Omalei, the Moicher, will tell the Lekech, Achri Tirfach Vashalom Loch. If the Bezdin will give the Balichoibes a Shtar Tirfo, and they'll take away the field from you, if and when they'll take away the field, then they'll give you the Shtar Tirfo, show me the shtar tilfa and I will reimburse you if I'll ever get any money, if I'll win the sweepstakes ticket. But just because I sold it, the achrayis, you should have the right to back out even after Hechzik Bo, that's not right. If the Hechzik Bo is too late. The achrayis only is if the sod is taken away from you. But this is a shot, this is not called achrayis. Yotzeh Olei Asikin is midin mum, that mum sometimes is a mekach tois. Sometimes mum is oinoah, if the mum doesn't really prevent it from functioning normally. Let's say he sold them yofus v'nim tzuros, so he wants quality grade A potatoes. And he doesn't sell them Idaho potatoes, he sells them some funny kind of a quality B, a quality C potatoes. So the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, that's not a mekach tois. If I ordered 10 pounds of potatoes and they delivered 10 pounds of onions, that's chitim v'nim tzuros, sarim v'nim tzuros chitim, that's the wrong min. So the wrong min, or he asked for a dozen eggs and it comes out there are only 11 eggs, or he asked for 60 eggs and they only delivered 59. So that's less than shtus. But there's no din of I know over here. I know as if it's a mistake in the price. He overcharged me, or I underpaid him. One way or the other, the moicher was ma'ana de lekech by charging too much, and lekech is ma'ana de moicher by paying too little. Years ago, there used to be a scandal here in America. A rabbi would pass away and had a library of 5,000 svarim. And the children weren't so observant. The children, if they were religious, they didn't have, they had no use for the svarim. So a moicher svarim would come be Menachem Oval, and he would see a house full of svarim. He said, I gave you $100. And by, so they were happy, it took $100. He knew that it was worth $50,000, all the svarim. Then he would sell each one individually, 50. Now nobody's in the, nobody buys secondhand svarim now. Svarim are so available. But years ago, svarim are not so available. So they used to buy up people's libraries, and they used to be the kaina, the lekech would be ma'ana de meicher. He would tell them, all the svarim, they're all used for them, they're all secondhand. The whole thing is not worth more than $1,000. It was worth $100,000. So that was, I know. Usually I know is that the meicher rips off the lekech. But the Gemara says the same thing, if the lekech rips off the meicher, he doesn't pay him enough. So there's a din of I know if the price is not correct, or there's a din of I know if the quality is not correct. If yofus v'nimtzu ra'os, poor quality, or if there's a slight mum, but the mum, a scratch on the car, but and the mum doesn't affect the ability of the car to function. The car goes well with the scratches. So if it has a little mum, that's me din I know. So there's a din, yosim mishtus, pach mishtus, rules and regulations. But if it's a mum that prevents the thing from functioning normally, so then such a mum is a mekach tos.
In the case of Daesh Amitzvah, does it need to make a new kinyan afterwards?
No, no.
It was a mekach tos.
It's a mum that makes it into a mekach tos. If the mum makes it, it's only if he tainas like that. If he doesn't come up with that taina, then it's like the mechiru is ala tanai. The mechiru is ala tanai. If you'll be unhappy because a mum will, you'll realize that there's a certain mum. So then you have a right to declare that it's a mekach tos. But if he doesn't declare, then mechir was ala tanai, and the tanai was not in the sky. So the mechir was good. I don't think he needed new kinyan. If his mamish the wrong thing, I ordered 10 pounds of potatoes, then they sent me 10 pounds of onions. I said, okay, but yeah, but I'll use the onions, and I'll buy another bunch of potatoes. So that, you need a new kinyan. So they delivered it to my house. I have a kinyan chotzer. It's in my house. I'm kind of with it. You need a new kinyan. But over here, it's a mum. I don't think you need a new kinyan. Okay, we will stop here. Tomorrow, believe that, we'll learn the next Gemara. Cheerful Gemara. What's the plan? We're going to learn till, I think, we're going to learn till the Mishnah on the test on the base, and then we'll start Chazar. I think that's the plan. I think I was told that that's the plan. Good.
Rebbe explained that in the case of Raya Achrona.
Yes.
So when Shimon goes ahead and says, I don't have a Raya. So Rebbe says that's a din in the gospel did.
Right.
Because of that now the...
He's later than any Raya that he brings, any Edom will come later, a Sheker.
Right. So why isn't that
the
Gaz Baldin din B'makom Shechad Le'Acherim? Because now, because of his Ba'udah, now Shimon's going to be able to go back to Reuben.
Is not neman with the rabban because kashim the kenunya. That's only if it's not negir to me at all. It's only negir to him. It's a the malva comes. The malva comes. He wants to collect the dead. And the loiva admits. The loiva because he says paraiti. Know about that. And he says loy paraiti. And but he's broke. He doesn't have any money. So the malva is going to go collect the lekuches based on the haidor of the baldin. The haidor of baldin wasn't related to him at all. So in Atari he is neman. The rabban chashim is here. The dos baldin is negir to him also. What was it again? He says, "Ainli od raya," and therefore they have a right to take away the karka from me. Ainli raya, ainli edim, and any edim, any raya come later. I'm admitting now that it's all edim sheker and it's all mezuyah. It's also negated to the meicher, but first it's negated to me. So I think in that case it is neman.
Like by kiddushin, it's also negated to me that I'm marrying this woman. It just happens to also be chal v'achrin.
So the nesibis asks a kasha. The Gemara says if you mekadosh an ish ben or the ben or, you don't say hadas badin because chav lachrini. But the Gemara said, "What's it? Chav lachrini is only min atur. It is good. It's only made the rabbanim is no good because chashin lekenunyan." This Gemara kedushin seems to say the min atur it's no good. So the Nesivus asked that kasha, I think, in the Beis Yankiv, the Sefer on Ksivus. So Rab Chaim answered, Rab Shimon has it, and a few Gedolim have it. The Gemara in Kiddushin says Chav Lachrini, it doesn't mean Chav Lachrini. It means a different, it means that there's no concept of Baldin in Isavahet. It's Baldover. Baldin is only the Imamidus. There's no concept of Baldin. The whole concept of Baldin doesn't apply at all to marriage. We better not.